This month sees the first anniversary of the bloody church siege in the Iraqi capital that killed over 50 people and prompted dozens of Christian families to flee Baghdad. But a year on from that deadly attack, what has changed for the country's dwindling Christian community, and how do they see their future? To gain some insight into the hopes and fears of the nation's Christian community, I sat down with an Iraqi priest from Baghdad, Father Albert Zarazia, who is currently studying in Rome. I began by asking him how difficult daily life is for the Iraqi people.
Can't say that the situation in Iraq is improved in these years, because there are still the bombs, the killing, the
kidnapping. So there's a lot of insecurity.
Yes, a lot of insecurity in the daily life. Every day we hear about the bombs in everywhere, especially in the capital, in Baghdad.
Is it safe to go out on the streets at night, for instance?
It's not safe, especially after these streets that where there was some explosions or there are some bombs. It's not safe to go out in night.
And what about sectarian tensions in general? Do the Iraqi people feel that these are improving?
Especially from the point of the services, for example, the electricity, the water, this is the essential things, is not provided in adequate way.
So there's still many power cuts, for instance.
Yes, many power cuts. And then the most important thing they lose is the security, is this thing, because they don't feel the security in the streets, neither in their homes.
Coming back to sectarian tensions, what kind of contacts have you always had with Iraqis of other faiths? Do you, for instance, have any Muslim friends in Iraq?
Yes, we have a good relationships, really, with the Muslims. So this bad situation that we live now is not related at our relation with the Muslims. It's related with something that comes from another reasons. But our relationship with the Muslims is still, and I think that it will be always a good relationship between the Christians and Muslims and with other religions.
So you have some Muslim friends?
Yeah, sure, I have, yeah.
You talked about the electricity power cuts. Is water often a problem, the water supply?
You know that it's an essential thing, one of the important things that for life, electricity and water and all these things. The problem is all these things are not provided in a good way. That make problems in the life of the persons. But it's not the first problem in the life of the Iraqi.
What is then? What is the first problem?
The security, I told you that. Yes. The security is the first problem in the country. So we need this security to build the country then and to do other things.
Do you find when you talk to Iraqi people that generally they're happy that the US troops will be finally withdrawing at the end of this year? Or do some fear the insecurity will worsen afterwards?
I think there is no difference. The American troops, if they go now, no, because the responsibility of the security is our responsibility of all of us. We can make something for our country, all of us, if we can help each other, if we can take part of the responsibility of our country, we can do it.
Okay, let's now turn the spotlight on Iraq's small Christian community. It's nearly a year since the bloody siege at Baghdad's Our Lady of Salvation Church, and that was an attack that killed over 50 Catholics. What is the mood of the Christian community 12 months on from that attack? It was a bit of a turning point, wasn't
it? It was really shock for us, because this is the first time that happened as a siege in this way, not just in a church. So for the small community of Christians that we have, it was very shock, and
they're still traumatized.
Yes, and there is many families after this have left the country.
You said that your own family decided to leave Baghdad. Was that right? Can you tell
us
what happened?
Yes, because my family, like other families, other many families, that they feel that there is a bad situation which is not resolved. Some families decide to leave the country. I'm talking about many families. They have left the country recently.
Do you know how many left after that church attack?
I don't know exactly the numbers, but there is many of them. They left Baghdad, especially this area, which is near to the cathedral of Our Lady of Salvation.
And how difficult is it to make a new life? You said your own family went up to the northern Kurdish region. How difficult is it to find a new life there? I gather there's, for instance, there's a very severe shortage of jobs up there. Is that true?
Yes, this is a kind of the difficulties that they face, that many families face in their new life, because everything is new for them. So if they go to other countries, they face another culture which is different from our cultures. They face a new life. They face many difficulties, especially for their works, because it's not easy to find a job there in other countries. Also in the north of Iraq, it's not always easy to find a job.
But do they feel safe there?
So it's there is a difference. Sure, there is a difference between the north and the capital, Baghdad. In both places, they still face difficulties, but it's different difficulties.
And when you talk to those Christians who are still living in Baghdad, mm-hmm. Are many of them considering leaving the country? What do most of them want to do?
It's a thing that is related to their situation, especially for the economic situation. Some of them, they have difficulties to leave the country because this reason. But there are some families, they wanted to stay. They want to stay in Iraq because they don't imagine how to leave it.
Because it's their homeland.
Yes, this is the first reason, and because they want to stay as Christians in our country.
And presumably it's particularly the youth who want to leave, is that right?
Yes, because they need the future, they need to build their future, and it's difficult in Iraq now to build a good future, especially for the young.
And are Iraqis a bit frightened when they go to church now to attend mass after that attack? Has it made them more frightened of openly practicing their faith?
They are scared, yes. They are frightened, yes. But
they still go to mass.
They still have faith, and they still attend the mass and Christmas mass or in the Easter mass. You can see all the churches are full. So it's like a challenge for the Christians to attend the mass. But they live also with their church, so they can't imagine themselves without their church.
So the faith of the people is strong.
Yes, so we can learn also from the faith of our people, of our Christians.
But you came from the northern city of Mosul. That has been a particularly difficult city for Christians. There have been many attacks there, as you know, the killing of an archbishop, a priest, many others as well. What's the mood like there?
There is no very big difference between Baghdad and Mosul from this point, because it's the same thing. Also, the people still thinking to leave the country and to go to other places or to move to the north. Just the same difficulties of Christians are still, maybe it's bigger in Mosul than Baghdad, but in the end, it's the same thing, it's the same situation.
So overall, as an Iraqi, how optimistic are the Iraqi people, whatever their faith, about the future of their country? Is there a sense of optimism?
Some Iraqis that has left the country, they have the hope that one day they can return back to the country. So we have all, I'm the first one, I have this hope that many Christians, many Iraqis can return back to our country. And I think many people in our country hope that all the others come back to our country. We hope, all of us.
Do you think, as we've been saying, many, many Christians have left Iraq? The number of the Christians living in the country is now a third what it was in 2003. Can the church survive, do you think? Are people worried about that?
I believe that our future at the end is in the hands of God. That's our faith. But I think it's difficult now. There is a risk for the future of Christians in Iraq before 2003, and now there is about more than half of the Christians has left the country, and this is a risk for the future of Christians' existence in the country. But at the end, we hope that the situation will be improved, and then we hope also that many Christians return back to the country.
I was speaking to Iraqi priest Father Albert Zarazia.